Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Gail DeLauder. After making some major changes, it looks like Metro is bringing back signal priority in downtown Houston for the Red Line. News 88.7's Alexander Hart says it comes after riders complained about delays.
Metro says Red Line service has been restored after signal adjustments downtown. In a press release, Metro Board Chair Elizabeth Gonzalez-Brock said the changes are, quote, part of our broader effort to improve mobility for everyone who share the roads. In September, Metro made changes to Red Line signals on Main Street, removing signal preemption, which gives trains priority at intersections. That slowed down train commutes, sometimes significantly, which some riders complained about. David Corbin is one rider who noticed the previous signal changes. He said it shortened his drive commute.
But now that I'm on the train, it really is slow.
Metro says it will continue to monitor train performance and reliability following the changes. I'm Alexandra Hart, News 88.7.
With 1,500 open positions, Houston police are appealing to New York City cops. News 88.7's Tom Perumian explains why.
The Houston Police Department is actively looking to recruit NYPD cops who object to the election of Democratic Socialist Zohran Mamdani. Ray Hunt, executive director at the Houston Police Officers Union, explains why they put out the word.
If you're disgruntled where you are, there's nothing worse than having a disgruntled police officer on your force. We're about 1,500 officers short, going down to Houston, where we have a very supportive city council, very supportive mayor, and a governor, lieutenant governor, and legislature that supports the cops, and the calls are starting to come in.
Hunt says a number of former NYPD officers already on the force include one who is the vice president of the Fraternal Order of Police. I'm Tom Perumian, News 88.7.
As acting Harris County Attorney Christian Menefee heads into a runoff for the 18th Congressional District, there are still questions as to when a successor might step in. Menefee told today's Hello Houston Harris County commissioners are responsible for choosing an interim county attorney before it goes before voters. Chance of patchy fog tonight. Overnight lows should go down to about 62. I'm Gail DeLauder, News 88.7.